What should we expect for a timetable for Steph Diggs? And more specifically, is week one in your mind, from what you're hearing anyway, in play?
And I'm only basically going on what we've observed from Diggs himself and the indications that he's given and his trainer has given. I would say it's probably tentatively in play, I would say. And do not cut this, put this out there. Curran says,
put it up there. Good.
I am just basing this totally on Steph Diggs. I haven't spoken to anybody because I don't think availability for week one right now is something that's on the table for anybody looking at things. It's how will he be available and in what capacity for any of training camp. And then if he can't do training camp, then is that doing him a disservice by putting him on the field in week one? So to me, I'd be optimistic, but I'd be guessing if I said that I thought he would be out there week one.
Did we ever post that Tom Curran video yesterday? I don't think we ever got that up there.
I don't think we did. We were sorry to talk about it, though. Let's kick it around a little bit.
He's optimistic that Steph Diggs will be ready week one. That's not a report. He's just kind of speculating based on the availability we've seen. I think Curran, and if you missed any of that interview yesterday, he's on every Tuesday at high noon here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. It's available on the Odyssey app.
Sure.
WEEI, that is. Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get that on your phone, free, easy, and take it with you wherever you go. Now, that was Curran saying, yeah, I'd be optimistic he could be ready week one. Chad
Graff
wrote at The Athletic that Steph Diggs could reasonably be ready in week four.
I'll take that even.
I thought Curtis, and I hadn't thought about this before. Maybe this had occurred to you, Keith. I heard Curtis this morning say Diggs will definitely be ready week five. They're at Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
It's Sunday Night Football.
Hell yeah.
So
hopefully he gets one before that. I mean, it'd be pretty, you know, it'd be good theater if that was his first game. But just so he, you know, he can knock the rust off the week before, would be fantastic.
But I hadn't really thought about that yet. And shame on me.
Oh,
but
he will be there for that.
That's a good return time to circle for Steph Diggs. Week five at Buffalo, Sunday Night Football. Graf says week four. Curran says be optimistic about week one. And so, you know, I don't think we have a definitive answer.
These workout videos, which I know you can take with a grain of salt. There's a lot of different workout videos out there. They look pretty good.
No, they do.
They look pretty good.
They do, but we've been down this road before with how many. Get ready to have a bunch of Jason Tatum workout videos in your face next year,
which is fine. And I'll watch them all. I'll be like looking at that.
I'll watch them too.
Looking at that Achilles. Looking at the wrist.
That doesn't mean he's going to come back in February. He probably won't be back until 2026.
But sometimes you can tell by these things. I remember it was Juju Smith-Schuster, I believe it was, when he joined the Patriots. He put out a video of him doing like, you know, like the little ladder thing that they put on the ground for like agility, and you're like, what? You're like, did you put this on like slow-mo? Like, I was concerned. You saw it, you're like, this is the one you went with on Instagram? And I think either Jalen Polk or a couple of other guys have done them, where you're like, I don't think this is the benefit
is
you
not
think
helping
it is.
You.
Whereas, you know, the Diggs ones all look pretty good. Like him kind of working out, knowing the injuries coming off of, and,
a leg press and rehab is a lot different than, you know, going out there and needing to excel. Listen. In a football game.
As somebody who watched...
Running through the ladder with no pads on is a lot different than going out there and excelling in a football game.
I watched 10 years of UFC hype videos where they're like, I'm in the best shape of my life. And then they get knocked out 15 seconds in. You're like, well, that didn't really help you there. So, no, I know you can only take so much with these videos. But I'm just saying, for a guy coming off the ACL and you're trying to figure out all the different time frames and stuff... I don't know. It's something like I'll choose to be positive when I see the Diggs videos,
but you know,
all of the Diggs videos.
We'll get to it. Yeah. Wiggy's been bringing this up though. Like Kendrick Bourne, that's a pretty fair timeline.
Yeah,
hurt his ACL around a similar time, didn't return until October, and wasn't the same. He got hurt in October, didn't return for the first few weeks of the year, wasn't the same player post injury. It took him some time. Now Diggs is way better than Kendrick Bourne,
right?
But he's also older than Bourne. And I think whenever Diggs is out there, I don't pretend to know when that's going to be. I personally wouldn't expect it week one. I never expected it. It's part of the reason before they even signed him. I said I probably wouldn't because I don't know what he's going to look like when he comes back, and I don't know when he's going to come back. But I do think when he's out there, he's going to be hyper-targeted, Keith.
Yeah, I think he has to be. And I think they haven't really gone out and gotten anybody else that you'd be like, oh, they're going to take the ball away from Diggs. Like, no, if he's out there, he's going to get the ball. I mean, when he was out there last year, he got the ball in Houston, and if you just doubled his stats, because he basically played half the season, he would have had another really good Steph Diggs number one wide receiver season. And even if he's not the guy, his first couple years in Buffalo, you're talking top five production in football. So even if it's not that, it's going to be such a shock to the system for the Patriots. They haven't had a guy anywhere near that in years.
And if you don't hyper-target him, you got to worry about getting yelled at and screamed at and hollered at on the sideline.
That's all right.
So what do you expect out of Steph Diggs? When do you expect him back? What are your expectations? 617-779-7937. Mike Vrabel going to speak at Patriots OTAs today. They're open to the media. So we'll track Drake May interceptions. We'll hear what Mike Vrabel has to say. He's scheduled for 11:45.
All right.
He was a little early last
week.
Early?
How about that?
That was a bad sign for Jerod Mayo. Jerod Mayo was always early last year.
Yeah, right.
Bill was always late.
Just be on time. You guys schedule something for 11:45? Start at 11:45.
So read into that what you will. But you'll hear Mike Vrabel live here on Jones and Keefe whenever he speaks. Again, scheduled about 40 minutes from now, 11:45. We also have Would You Rather at 11:30. Stay tuned for that. And we have the latest on social media from Stephon Diggs. You've seen these videos, Keith. I know you have.
Yes, I have.
How would you describe them? He's on a boat.
Good time. It seems like a good time.
In Miami, having a great time.
A boat which appears to be parked, right? I don't think they're out on the high seas, or are they on the high seas?
Anchored.
Anchored?
Yeah, parked.
I'm not a big boat guy. Parked. I don't really know the parlance.
You're not a seaman.
I'm not.
No.
No, thanks to the second I got. But so... So yeah, so Terp has it up on Twitch on YouTube,
Terp.
And so I would say it is a boat with Steph Diggs on it, shirtless. He is wearing like a neckerchief and a baseball cap. There are a bunch of women on there wearing what you would wear on a boat. I would say bikinis. A
lot of women.
Including Cardi B.
Not in the video you're seeing here on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, but
yeah.
Cardi B is on the boat in other videos with Steph Diggs.
He might be the only dude.
I didn't see any other.
I think he was.
That's not true. I saw one other guy at one point in one of these videos.
Maybe the guy.
Sick, bro.
Oh, yeah. So now we get the further. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
so it's probably.
There's dudes.
There is dudes, but I would say it's a 10-to-1 ratio.
What a party.
I would say there's probably 30 females, 3 or 4 dudes, including Steph Diggs.
Is this what the TOS?
Is this the night before the road show? Is this what this is like? Is this what we're getting into?
This is what it's going to be like at 7:30 on Thursday night.
This is what the video, the footage is going to look like of Keith and I out in Newport at the landing.
That is not one woman twerking into a mirror. Those are two women twerking against each other. It looks like a mirror. And everybody's having a good time. I'm sure they're listening to some music. They got like some snacks. They got some drinks.
Yeah, what else do they have is what the internet wants to know.
According to the internet, I am by no means an expert. I don't know anything about boats.
Let me read from Complex. Okay.
What?
They had a full breakdown of this video.
Yeah.
I thought I broke it down.
But also a lot of people, if you click on the comments of the video, a lot of what is said in this article, people kind of
sniffed
out. Okay. No, sniffed out.
Oh.
They're
sniffed.
Yes.
They sniffed it out.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. They're at least coming up
sniffed
with...
Sniffed it out or sniffed it up?
Probably up.
Okay.
Probably up. But yeah, Steph Diggs was seen with something in his hand.
I am reading here from Complex. A new video of Steph Diggs surrounded by women calling him daddy is raising eyebrows online.
Nice. Yeah, one of the first Twitter posts of it was like, Steph Diggs flirting with girls. Like, you're like... All right.
Okay.
Or is he just talking to him? Like, Cardi B was right there.
It was flirtatious. Let's be honest.
Fine. He's a fun guy.
Okay, but I'm saying, look.
Who cares?
Cardi B was there. Maybe she's fine with
that. That was like the headline.
I don't know the deal in their relationship. It was flirtatious, though. I don't think that's an inaccurate headline.
Nothing wrong with that.
I didn't say there's anything wrong with that. I just think that shows
great confidence in their relationship, if you
ask me. Along with his presumed girlfriend, Cardi B.
Well, they're obviously together. They were at the Met Gala together. They're at the Knicks game together.
It's true.
They're on this boat together.
They were spotted in Miami over Memorial Day weekend, soaking up the sun and partying on a yacht.
Yeah.
In a video clip circulating online, the 31-year-old NFL star was seen mingling with a group of bikini-clad women on a boat, asking them, "What's my name?"
Guy's living it up.
He Heisenberg?
After a few inaudible responses, the women began to call him daddy.
All right.
He says, Mr. Make It Happen on a boat.
Mr. Make It Happen. Change the Pro Football Reference page on his nicknames.
Update Pro Football Reference.
Mr.
Make It Happen on a boat. That's what he wanted to be called before pulling out a small container of an unknown substance that at least one user online. Now, this is just one
user.
Online user.
Right.
Suspects is pink cocaine.
Okay. Which, important clarification, pink cocaine, not actually cocaine.
You want me to give you that?
Yeah, please. But I'm just saying, for the first reaction is like, oh, great, the guy's got cocaine.
The same complex story.
Yeah.
It's worth noting that pink cocaine
is not cocaine.
Also known as Tucci,
How would you say this?
Or Tussie?
Tussie?
Isn't necessarily
big drug
cocaine
guys in
at
here.
All. Yeah. The signature pink color comes from dye, and its composition varies widely with substances known as ketamine, MDMA, methamphetamine, cocaine, opioids, caffeine, or others.
Caffeine.
He's just taking some caffeine.
Like Jesse Spano, though, it can ruin your life.
Yeah, the girls were going wild for some caffeine.
Terp has it on the...
Oh, that's the baggie.
Yeah.
Is
he handing out Swedish fish? No.
Fun dip?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Fun dip.
Yeah.
Pixie sticks.
Sure.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. He goes, don't take all of it, says towards the end of the 30-second.
Good advice is what it sounds like. Right? You don't want people falling off the boat or anything.
No, you don't. Now, pink cocaine.
Like Natalie Wood.
Has been referenced in the Diddy trial.
Oh, boy.
Apparently,
that was a
substance found in Diddy's hotel room. It was also linked to the death of One Direction singer Liam Payne.
Oh, my God.
Another case involving Macy Marie Lathers, a 24-year-old Instagram model, who told police she was on pink cocaine during a car crash in Miami.
Oh, my God. Well, he wasn't
body
driving
cam
the boat
footage,
or anything.
Body cam footage had her acting erratically beforehand. So this is Stephon Diggs. Is this something Vrabel is going to be asked about today? Is this something I heard Greg ask this? Is this something that Vrabel even cares about? Should we care about it? It's circulating online.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what that stuff is. And if it is pink cocaine, how much of that stuff that's in it is even in the NFL drug policy? I don't know.
It's just caffeine.
I do know that Chandler Jones was shirtless in front of the police station doing naked yoga or whatever. Remember? And tripping balls. And then he played on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
So if you ask me, no, I don't think it's a big deal, but I bet Vrabel is asked about it and then he'll have some sort of non-answer of it. But it's a pretty viral video at this point involving one of your players. So even if you think it's a non-story, I think it's going to get brought up.
Do you think he's there today at OTAs?
Diggs?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I
do.
Do I think it's a big deal? I don't. I mean, we're talking about it. We're paying attention to it. Let's monitor it.
Let's see
how he plays.
Let's
see how he comes back. If he goes out and produces, I don't care at all about this. But let's see. What's he doing to get himself in shape? Is he there? I'll be curious if he's there today, Keith.
You see the last text?
I did not.
Can't read the whole thing, but he says, you really dance your bleep off on that stuff.
Your tatas.
Your tatas. Right off. I guess you can really dance. What? I didn't see any we did see some dancing actually on the boat.
I saw dancing on the boat.
Yeah.
There's no chance I'm unseeing some of the dancing I saw.
So it'll probably get brought up. I think it'll get kind of swept aside and then people will move on.
Again, if Diggs produces, no one's going to care.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't, or he's slow to come back, or he's not the same player when he comes back, I think it's fair to wonder, despite all the videos we saw of him rehabbing and, all kinds of leg presses and things like his workouts.
Yeah.
I'll be curious to see if he was doing the most to get back on the field. If he produces, I don't care.
Do you think he cares that this video came out? Is he come on, guys? Or is he whatever? I don't know. I guess it might depend on, if Vrabel talks to him or not.
You think Cardi B's happy the video's out?
Well, those might be her friends for all we know.
They could be her friends. I don't know. I mean, it's one thing to have party on the boat.
Yeah.
It's another thing to have the video get out. My real answer is I have no idea. I don't know if they care or not.
No, I know.
I probably wouldn't love it out there, but that's me.
No, that's you. You want to keep your pink cocaine use private.
I want to take my pink caffeine. That's clearly what it was, Keith.
Yeah.
It's not MDMA.
No.
It's not ketamine, methamphetamines.
No.
It's not cocaine.
Oh.
It's caffeine. Uh-huh. I would like to keep those videos.
Strawberry milk.
Yeah, I would like to keep those videos private, personally. but that's just me. So what do you think of Steph Diggs? What can we expect out of him this year? And, should Vrabel care about this?